Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Superior Court Judge Bruce Watson sentenced 27-year-old McKinleyville resident Thomas Prince to 5 years in state prison yesterday after Prince pled guilty to assault with a deadly weapon, corporal injury to a spouse, as well as other charges. Prince was arrested in September of last year after he assaulted the wife of his infant child as well as a female friend who had intervened. Prince also threatened to shoot both women. Deputy Assistant DA Alan Dollison prosecuted the case. Reporter Dan Squire has an update on the reduced school transportation funding across California.
The fight over reduced school transportation funding has caught the attention of North Coast lawmakers, and after hundreds of Southern Humboldt residents made a trip down to Sacramento on Tuesday to voice their opposition to triggered budget cuts, the legislature has taken action. As we reported yesterday, a Senate bill has been introduced and sent to the Assembly to restore more than $240 million in transportation funding. And Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough elaborates.
In order to be able to move very quickly, rather than starting a bill from scratch, it's being amended in the Assembly to take the $248 million for home-to-school transportation, and instead of cutting those programs, which disproportionately harms rural districts, it would spread the reduction out over every district in the state on a per-student basis.
One problem school districts still face, however, is that many have already made decisions to lay off school bus drivers and other transportation employees because of the cuts. Chesbrough commented on that as well.
Well, we have a very short time frame due to the fact that Southern Humboldt and other districts around the state, other rural districts, have sent out layoff notices by law because they have to give a certain amount of notice to school employees before they can lay them off. We want to head that off, and so we're hoping to have this done by the middle of February.
The cuts were triggered when state revenues fell short of projections and were contained in Governor Brown's budget from last year.
Thanks, Dan. Seven local business leaders have been honored by the Eureka Chamber of Commerce for meaningful contributions in 2012 to the best interests of the community and in furtherance of the Chamber mission. The awards were presented at the 122nd Annual Eureka Chamber Membership Dinner. A quick look at the winners. Business of the Year goes to Green Diamond Resource Company. Business Person of the Year is Barry Smith of Barry Smith Construction. And the Tom Cook Award was awarded to Richard Martin, North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District. And the Excellence in Customer Service Award was presented to Redwood Capital Bank. Small Business of the Year was captured by Pachanga Mexicana Restaurant. And the Lifetime Service Award went to GHD Engineers. Chamber Ambassador of the Year, that was Carol Crosley of the Original Basket Boutique. The Chamber Annual Dinner and Membership Meeting is held annually. It provides an opportunity for local businesses to celebrate their collective investment in the local community. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Humboldt State Police continue their search for a fourth suspect related to a strong-armed robbery that took place in an HSU dorm last December. Three suspects are already in custody, but police continue to search for 20-year-old Miles Sharp, an adult black male, 6 feet tall, 176 pounds with short dreadlocks. Sharp is not a student at HSU. He's wanted on a $100,000 warrant. Local automotive shops and smog technicians received some good news from College of the Redwoods yesterday after the school announced that it has received certification from the State Bureau of Automotive Repair to offer smog technician training classes. The first class will begin in February, and it's a boon for local businesses who used to have to send employees as far as Southern California for the training. Redwoods developed the program in part with funding from the Headwaters Fund, and Interim President Utpal Goswami highlighted the program last year as one of the many ways Redwoods is working with local businesses to train employees without the expense of sending them out of the area for training. With the KINS and Southern News, I'm Anthony Mantova.